This is Katie Hartz with Mission Network News, and today I've got Dean Vandermeer on the line of Set Free Ministries. We're going to be talking about the back-to-school season, but we're going back to school after a pandemic, so that brings its own set of issues. And, Dean, we talked back in February about kids' mental health with the increased depression and anxiety and stress and all this sort of bad stuff. And there's still a lot of uncertainty heading into this back-to-school season. So with all of that in mind, what are you guys seeing at Set Free?
We're seeing a lot of people who are not sure as to what's going to happen in their respective schools, because a lot of what's happening now are suggestions or strong, not mandates, but strong suggestions. So it's going to depend on each school and each school board as to how things are going to be handled in each school. So there's a lot of uncertainty depending on what school district you're in and whether it's a private school or public school. So there's still a lot of uncertainty, which makes for a lot of potential anxiety. So we're still seeing that, and we're also seeing spikes. There seems to be some COVID spikes coming this summer in the last few weeks. So, yeah, it feels like it's starting to ramp up again as we approach here. I think a lot of schools open next week. So even I didn't know what was going to happen with some of our grandchildren. We're just learning now that they're requiring masks on school buses, but not in school. So we're still learning ourselves as to what's going on. So there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of anxiety, and what the Bible has a lot to say about such things. It says we don't have to be anxious for anything, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, Philippians 4. And then it says to think on things that are pure, noble, lovely, true, and praiseworthy. Sometimes we get so frustrated with all of what's going on with COVID that all we do is stare at the problem instead of giving thanks in every situation we're in. So as believers, we really have to help each other and encourage one another to keep our eyes focused on the one who is our salvation, and the one who says, come to me, you who are burdened, heavy burdened, I will give you rest. I give rest for the weary. So it's really being intentional about being very focused on Jesus Christ. He's the head, we're the body, and we can do this. We are hard pressed, but we still have hope. So it's kind of encouraging one another to become a resilient body of believers, and yet not focus on the dread of COVID, but also, Lord, what opportunities do we have to shine bright in a dark land?
When families come to you with some of the problems with their kids and stuff, how do you guys help them deal with that? Is it just a matter of saying, well, here's the Bible verse, now, you know, go be happy? Can you walk me through that process and what it kind of looks like in this pandemic age?
Yeah, so we've had a lot of children come in, and what we do is we give them an opportunity to say, tell us what your struggle is right now. Tell us what makes you fearful. And we listen. And then as we listen, Lord, give us wisdom from your wisdom, your book of wisdom, your book of truth, to answer some of the issues currently at hand, that some of the fears that we're dealing with. A lot of schools, we have a lot of schools overseas, and overseas they don't have a whole lot of medicines, and they don't have a whole lot of hospitals. And so they're very afraid of dying. And so we show them some of the verses on, you know, God is going to care for us even in times like this. So what we do is we come together and we say, you're not alone. We understand the fear, and let's do this together. There's a whole bunch of verses on one another's in the scripture. And so sometimes we grab this one another list, and it says, Romans 12:10, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor others above yourself. So what we do is with some of the youth is, tell us where you're at. You're not alone. We're here with you. Romans 12:6, live in harmony with one another. There's a lot of division going on. What can we do to come together? What can we what can we do right now to bring each other together instead of being driven apart, right? Instruct Romans 15, 14, instruct one another. Romans 16, 16, greet one another. It's all these things that we are supposed to be doing together so we don't get isolated and alone. And I would say, because we're a spiritual warfare ministry teaching such things, the enemy would have us divided. He would have us deceived. He would have us distracted. And he wants us discouraged. Those are the four D's. I learned that from a satanic high priest 25 years ago. She says, we practice the four D's as Satanists. We want you divided, deceived, distracted, and discouraged. So if you know the enemy's tactics, it's kind of like, okay, what's the opposite of that? What's the opposite of division? It's unity. We're not going to be divided. What is the opposite of being distracted? How about very focused? Focused on what? Things that are pure, noble, lovely, true, and praiseworthy. Focusing on Jesus. Focusing on his promises. What's the opposite of deception? Well, that's being walking in truth. Truth shall set you free. So it's, can we do this on a more intentional basis so that we're not getting pulled into this whole tsunami of fear and paranoia that's overcoming vast parts of the world? And then discourage people. Well, what's the opposite of that? Encourage. Be encouraged. And that would be a Joshua, Caleb. I'd go to Joshua 1. Have I not commanded you? Be strong. Be of good courage. Do not be afraid. I, the Lord your God, go with you. Wherever you go, I'm going with you. You're not alone. So how do we be encouraged? We use the word of God. We use truth. We encourage one another. And we do that. You're not alone. We're doing this together. So we're not going to be isolated. We're in this all together. So, and then learning some of our weapons of warfare. We better know our weapons right now, because the enemy's trying to, you know, there's a real attack on the body of Christ right now. So, you know, we have to know that praise and worship is a huge weapon. Well, do we have that on a lot, or are we listening to other things? You know, are we connecting with the Holy Spirit on a regular and daily basis? Are we asking for the Holy Spirit's empowerment? We ought be. How about forgiveness and humility? Have we forgiven those who have hurt us during this time of uncertainty? There's been a lot of hurt and a lot of pain in a lot of families. Are we willing to forgive each other and reconcile? So there's a lot of things in our weapons of warfare in Scripture that we should be looking at right now and using on a regular basis and on a daily basis.
I guess as we look to start a new school season, what's the takeaway from all of this?
Takeaway is we're in this together. The church, the bride of Christ, is to shine bright in a dark land. We're people of faith and hope, and we love well, even during times like this. So let's be those people and let's do this intentionally. Let's not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now that are very evil. If that becomes our focus, we will quickly be discouraged. So it's kind of like, let's keep our eyes on the unseen world and not be overcome by the seen world. Okay, so the unseen world is Jesus Christ, is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He says, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. Okay, do we believe that? And are we focused on that? And are we pointing our families and our children to that? Or are we being sucked into the tsunami of the current culture and all the fear that goes with it? So I think we have to be very intentional right now as families to understand that there's an assault going on globally all over the world. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of sorrow. There's a lot of suffering. Are we willing to enter into that suffering for others? Are we willing to engage? We had a daughter get very sick a couple weeks ago. Very sick. She couldn't even care for her children. The whole family got involved. All of her sisters says, I'll take your kids. You need to rest. And everyone got, the whole family got involved in assisting her while she was down and recovering from COVID. So we saw the body of Christ work beautifully, and she finally did recover after a few weeks. But it was because when one part suffers, we all suffer. We enter into the suffering. So I think we have a unique opportunity right now as believers to shine bright in a time that's very difficult and very trying.
I 100% agree. And that wraps up my questions for now. Is there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
Hebrews 10:24, spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let's do that. Let's spur one another. How can we take the lemons that we've been given and make it into lemonade? Lord, how can we do that? Let's spur one another on toward love and good deeds. And I think that would be a good verse to just kind of ponder in these days ahead of, Lord, today I want to make your name known by doing that, spurring one another on toward love and good deeds.